first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Olga Kassi says, it is in the eye of the beholder.
I've just come to a conclusion. Happiness doesn't just happen. Happiness, like beauty, is in the eyes of the beholder. Happiness is the good feeling we feel when we like what we are seeing. And how do we arrive at the decision that what we see is either good or bad? Our minds do the judging, and snap judgments are often mistaken. A children's story I read long ago makes this point. A hiker looks down into the valley and sees two little girls carrying a basket of ripe huckleberries they had just picked. Suddenly, a man runs up to them, grabs the bucket, dumps the berries on the ground, and runs off with a bucket. The scene made the hiker so unhappy that he races down the hill trying to catch the thief. When he got there, what he discovered was that the little girl's house had caught fire, and the man who so rudely took their bucket was using it to help put out the flames. So what did the hiker see when he first looked down that day? Where was the thief who stole the girl's bucket? Where were the two little girls who were so rudely treated? The finger of guilt points to the eyes of the beholder.
Olga Kassi has written books for children and adults. If you would like to share your stories or opinions, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.